If too many people are spending the night at somebody's house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
Pallets.
Okay. What do you call low ground in a river valley where somebody might plant some corn or something?
Well, that's swampland, I call it.
Okay. Have you ever heard people refer to this as bottomland or bottomland?
Yes, ma'am. Now, that's more like up on the hill where there'll be a low place.
Now, which?
What the river bottoms you see.
Uh-huh.
That's on farmland. But up yonder on the hill, there'll be a low place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like bottomland.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the difference in the two.
But they're both rich?
Yes, ma'am. Good land.
Now, would you name several different kinds of roads, depending on what they're made out of?
Roads?
Yes, sir.
Well, we have the dirt settlement road, and we have the highways, it's dirt, and we have the highways that are paved, made out of black asphalt.
Okay. So then, a paved road with a black surface is...
Yes, a black asphalt road is...
Okay, and do you have a special name for a paved road with a light-colored surface?
Well, we just call them blacktops in this country.
Well, what about with a... with a light-colored surface?
Well, they don't make many of them now. They did used to. That's concrete.
Okay. Do you have a term for a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street? Do you have a word for that little grass strip?
Yes. I know it, but I can't think of it.
I know what you mean. Have you heard, I don't really know what to call it myself, but I've heard people call it a grass plot or a boulevard strip.
Yes. Many different names, you know, that they call them little strips.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But you can't think of any particular name that you...
No, not specially that they'd be a standard name.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you have a special name for a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country?
That's a water drainage from the road.
Okay.
When you talk about that, you know people know what you're talking about.
Well now, would you call it a ditch? Or?
Yes, some you can call it a ditch side of the road.
Uh-huh. Well now, is there a difference between a ditch and a gully?
Yes, sir.
Now, what's the difference there?
A gully is a thing that the water from the big rains washes itself.
Mm-hmm.
Man has nothing to do with it, only maybe he's turned too much water in a certain place, you know, wash a ditch, a gully.
Mm-hmm.
And a ditch is something somebody dug. I think the better name for that would be that our hand dug ditch with a shovel, mm-hmm, or a steel instrument of some kind.
Mm-hmm. So then a ditch is dug, is man-made, and a gully
yes,
is a natural
yes, sir,
thing. Okay. What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around the house and eats but doesn't do any work?
What kind of
a worthless dog.
Oh.
It's just, he just never does anything but just lie around.
I wouldn't know what to call them, hon.
Okay.
We've got 2, 3, or 4 men here. I've never seen hit a lick in my life. Not the first one.